Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher once said, "First you win the argument, then you win the vote." It's been this way ever since politics began. It's not enough to make your case and expect everyone to vote your way. You may actually have to put enough time, effort, and energy into a debate to turn the tide of public opinion. And turning public opinion is about as easy as turning the USS Enterprise around in Flathead Lake. Is it possible? Yes, but it's a very slow process. It's even more challenging when public opinion is being reinforced by an entrenched bureaucracy, which is exactly the case with Montana's education establishment and the issue of school choice. It's all about power and money, and in Helena, the education establishment makes it very clear that they consider power and money to be hills worth dying on. School choice threatens both, and in recent years, the debate has become much more contentious, and that's actually a good thing. When we talk about school choice, what we mean are options in education. If a child is doing well in a public school, that's fine. It means the school is a good fit. But if your child is struggling, then you need options because you don't want your child to become a statistic. And statistically, 20% of Montana students fail to graduate after 4 years of high school. So what would these options look like? In other states, they look like private schools, charter schools, magnet schools, and technical schools. Basically, a menu of options that your child can choose from to find the best fit for their personality, learning style, career goals, and aptitude. No more one-size-fits-all system. We're talking about a vibrant system with talented, well-paid teachers, a high degree of accountability, and a wide array of choices. In effect, something for everyone, and all of it should be affordable. Sound too good to be true? They're already doing it in other states. Unfortunately, Montana is one of only 8 remaining states with no school choice, but that's about to change. Just like the USS Enterprise in Flathead Lake, we're slowly turning the tide of public opinion, and as soon as we win the argument, we'll win the vote. That's why the debate in recent weeks has gotten so shrill. On the one hand, you have the Office of Public Instruction, the Teachers Union, the School Boards Association, the Montana Board of Public Education, and the Governor's Office, all standing arm in arm saying that we must maintain the system. Diverting dollars will weaken the system. We have one of the best educational systems in the U.S. For them, it's all about the system. On the other side, you have parents and grandparents lamenting the fact that 20% of Montana students fail to leave high school with a diploma after 4 years. For them, it's not about the system. It's about the individual kids. It's kind of like the old saying, if your neighbor loses their job, it's a recession. If you lose your job, it's a depression. Most citizens look at the 80% graduation rate and say it's certainly a problem that needs addressing. But if your child is in danger of dropping out, it quickly rises to the level of a crisis. And for nearly a quarter of Montana's parents, we're in a crisis. This week, we'll pause to take a look at the school choice question in Montana and what's being done to provide alternatives. It won't be easy, but if we want to fix the system, we have to first admit that we have a problem, then be willing to look at solutions that are creative, innovative, and proven. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.